This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Another deadline has come and gone in Europe and still no decision on whether Greece will get its next round of bailout money. Eurozone finance ministers wrapped up an 11-hour meeting in Brussels without a decision. They're going to meet again next week. The BBC's Mark Lowen joins us from Athens with the latest. Good morning.
Hi, Jeremy.
So why isn't Greece getting this next round of bailout money, at least not yet?
Well, for once, really, it's not Greece's fault. The problem lies with the creditors, with the European Union and the IMF. They are split on how to deal with Greece in the long term. What they want is to form some kind of long-term strategy to reduce Greece's debt to a more manageable level before they give the country yet more bailout funds. And at the moment, the aim is to bring Greece's debt down to 120% of GDP by the year 2020. And this is where the EU and IMF differ. The IMF seems to favour the EU taking, or Eurozone taking, hits on their loans to Greece. But countries like Germany don't want that, because remember, in Northern Europe, the Greek bailout is very unpopular.
Right.
And so any sort of decision seen to be giving Greece yet more money or yet more slack would go down very, very badly with German voters.
So what does that mean for Greece, though? I mean, how long can they go on without knowing whether and when they're going to get their next round of bailout money?
Well, time is ticking. The country depends on these massive international loans of 240 billion euros. That's about $350 billion. We get constant messages from the Greek government saying that the coffers are going to run empty if the bailout money doesn't come in very, very soon. What now seems to be the case is that there's going to be another meeting on Monday with the Eurozone and the IMF to try to break the deadlock. But there is a lot of pressure to go quickly with this, and also frustration, really, from the Greek government that they have done their part of the deal. They've pushed through these massive spending cuts, extremely unpopular austerity measures, in return for the bailout funds. But now the creditors themselves are split.
The BBC's Mark Lowen in Athens. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.